Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Sarah J. Maas's fantasy epic, A Court of Thorns and Roses. Sophie, I have to ask, did you come into this thinking it was just a Beauty and the Beast retelling, or were you ready for how dark it gets?
Oh, I knew it was based on Beauty and the Beast, but I was not prepared for the Under the Mountain stuff. That whole middle section is brutal. But hi there, Sam. This book has become such a phenomenon, and for good reason. It's not just a romance, it's a survival story.
Right? The opening alone sets that tone. Fair is literally hunting in a frozen forest to keep her family from starving. She's not some delicate heroine waiting to be saved. She's already a survivor.
Exactly. And that's what makes her arc so compelling. She starts as this gritty, feral girl, and then she's ripped into this world of impossible beauty and terror. The Spring Court is gorgeous, but it's also dying.
Yeah, the curse. That's the first big twist for me. I thought Tamlin was just a brooding beast lord, but he's actually bound by this ancient magic, and Fair is the key to breaking it. But he won't tell her anything, which drove me crazy.
That secrecy is part of the tension. He's trying to protect her, but it just creates this wall. And she's not the type to just sit and wait. So she goes and finds the Surreal, this terrifying prophecy creature, and forces the truth out of it.
That scene is so good. The Surreal is this ancient, creepy thing, and she just tricks it into telling her the riddle. And the riddle itself is simple. What can be broken but never held? She figures it out, love.
But before she can say it, Amarantha's forces attack. And that's when the book really turns. Suddenly, we're under the mountain, in this nightmare court where the evil queen tortures everyone for fun. Fair gets dragged there, and it's a whole different story.
I honestly had to put the book down during some of those trials. The first one, she's thrown into a pit to fight this giant worm creature, and she wins by using a bone as a weapon. She's so resourceful.
She uses her human cunning. That's the thing. She's not stronger than the fairies, but she's smarter and more stubborn. The second trial is a mind game, and she outthinks the fairy. The third one is a fight to the death, and she uses a poison blade. She's not playing fair.
And all of this is to break the curse. The deal is that if Tamlin can solve the riddle, they're free. But he's so broken by watching her suffer that he can't speak the answer. So Fair, bleeding out, screams it in love.
And then Amarantha snaps her neck. I remember gasping. She dies. The curse breaks because of her sacrifice, but she's dead. And then the High Fey Lords, out of gratitude, resurrect her and turn her into a High Fey.
That transformation is huge. She wakes up immortal, powerful, and beautiful. But she didn't ask for it, and she's been through so much trauma. The book ends on this bittersweet note. She won, but at what cost?
The main takeaway for me is that love isn't just a feeling. It's a choice and an action. Fair's final act is a demonstration of that. She doesn't just say she loves Tamlin. She gives her life for him. And that's what breaks the curse.
I also love how the book plays with perception. The fairies are supposed to be monsters, but the human world is actually more brutal in its own way. Fair learns that beauty and ugliness exist everywhere.
Yeah, the world building is really rich. And if you want to explore more of Prithian or other fantasy worlds, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great deal. But for now, this book really stuck with me. Fair's journey from a starving hunter to a resurrected High Fey is just incredible.
In the end, it's a story about how love can transform you, but it also costs you everything. And sometimes that's the only way to truly be free. We'll see you in the next one.